All right, we're back. Good morning. Cloudy, windy, and 29 degrees where we're at. Thank you very much for waking up with us here this morning and letting us be a part of your morning and part of your life. Getting our Tuesday kicked off, talking real estate. Sherrion from Action Realty, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Doing great.
Okay, I know you're anxious for spring and summer to get here because those are kind of your seasons.
I really am. You know, in the real estate world, once the weather warms up, everything kind of starts moving. And when we had that nice spell of warm weather here, just as I thought, the market was picking up.
You called that, though. We've talked about this before. When the weather gets nice, the phones get nice, they start lighting up.
Yes.
But the minute it gets colder, the minute it kind of cools off, so do the phones.
Exactly.
It's weird how it works.
Yep.
But
it really is. But, you know, it's supposed to warm up, so things are going to be looking up for us.
Well,
definitely.
And if you're a spring kind of person, do not forget Saturday night. Spring forward.
Exactly.
Lose that hour, but gain a whole lot more daylight.
That's exactly right.
It's a good trade-off. Hey, today, Steve started this, so you can blame him. We got to talk about something. He said next week, we're going to talk about something called dual agency.
Okay.
And then, of course, he bails on you today. So that's what we're talking about today is dual agency, because I said, you know what, Steve, I'm going to write that down.
Sure.
What in the world? Explain this to us, Sherry. What is dual agency?
So basically, dual agency, as an example, Action Realty would have a listing, okay? So we represent that seller. On the other side, Action may also bring in a buyer. So we're basically, which is Action Realty, represents both the buyer and the seller. But we have our fiduciary duties to each client. So, you know, everything is still kept very confidential. It's just Action has the dual agency of the buyer and the seller.
It sounds like that could be kind of slippery at times, kind of a slippery slope. Is that the case?
You know, a lot of...
It sounds like you're right in the middle.
You are really right in the middle, you know, and you have your duties to your client. And, you know, Action over all of it has both. So, I mean, we've always just known dual agency and how it works. And this is, you know, from day one when I started in real estate, what we do. And it's very easy for us because that's always what we've done. You know, there are agencies in Fargo that don't deal with dual agency at all. And, you know, they may think it's a little bit tricky or conflict of interest, but, you know, when we do it this way, which we all do in this area, it's very easy.
And this is dual agency at all related to, because I hear multiple listing a lot. Are there, those are like two separate animals, correct?
Two separate animals,
Okay. So what is multiple listing? Now we're getting into terms again.
Yep. So multiple listing. So if we have a listing and we want it out there for everyone to show and potentially sell, it's out on the multiple listing. And, you know, if somebody comes to us and they actually just want us to show the property, we can do an exclusive listing with them, which means, you know, in, for instance, I would only be able to show that property. But out on the multiple listing site, any of the realtors can show that property, which is great.
So pros and cons to that. Obviously, there's you go to Action Realty and the experience you've got kind of puts you at the top of the ladder. So you bring other agencies into this, too. What are the pros and cons to that?
So many times we've had individuals that say, well, I only want you to sell my property. I only want you to show my property. But I really try and steer them from that. And I can't say steer, but suggest that they don't do that. Because what we want to do is we want to get the most money and the best purchase agreement for their property.
Right.
And if that means only one agent in our market can show and sell that property, you might be limiting your clientele. So we want all of those realtors. Bring in your clients. You know, doesn't matter who the realtor is, bring them in and take a look. And, you know, hopefully we'll get an offer that's up higher than we were hoping.
All right. Question answered. So let's talk new listings. You said the weather warmed up. Your phones got hot. You got anything new on the market?
You know, we took a nice price reduction on a rural property out by Hankinson. And we've got a couple in the works that we're working on. I've got a great listing in Breckenridge that has recently taken a price reduction. It's a farmstead 5 minutes out of Breckenridge, 8.6 acres, beautiful turnkey home. We've got a 60 by 40 Foltz building and a barn. So just a great turnkey property, very meticulously maintained.
So if people are hearing this and they go, hey, I want in on that deal,
exactly.
They can just give you a call or stop in, right?
That's right.
What is your phone number?
642-4700.
Sherry, great to have you in here. Always
Thanks,
great to have you in here
Thanks,
each
Bill.
And every Tuesday. Talking real estate with Action Realty, our friends Steve and Sherry, every Tuesday at this time at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, clouds 29 degrees. Good morning.
You really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance.